The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com. Moberly Regional Medical Center.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Friday, June the 6th. We've got three guests today. But let's start first of all with my friend Dr. C.B. Chastain, University of Missouri Veterinary Teaching Hospital. Good to have you here.
Good to be here.
And happy summertime, even though we're about 2.5 weeks away from summer. But you've got some information today that you wanted to share with us about keeping our pets safe in the warm weather.
Right. Each season has its own hazards, and
right.
So I wanted to warn
right.
people about summer hazards.
Okay. So what is the main summer hazard?
Well, one thing you want to be sure of is to make sure that your pets have water, have access to water, not just because of dehydration, but also because dogs cool their body by blowing air over a moist tongue. If their tongue's not moist, they can't really get rid of heat.
So that's the panting. The
right.
panting would
yeah.
be the equivalent of a sweating.
Right. And a lot of people will provide water, but it's not water that the dogs might drink. Like if they put it in a metal bowl in the summertime, it may get too hot for them to drink. So they ought to provide water in a plastic bowl.
Okay.
And it should be a bowl that the dog can't tip over.
And out of the sun.
Right. And okay. out of the sun.
Okay. The next thing then is?
To also make sure that they have access to shade throughout the day. There might be one part of the day that they have plenty of shade, but another part that they have no shade. They need to have some shade throughout the whole
day.
The
solution is the dog living in the house with you in the air conditioning. And then you don't have to worry about that.
Not every dog's your dog.
I know that. If it's an outside dog, I know. And if you're going to go someplace with your dog, not leaving him in the car.
Right. People don't realize how fast that cars can get hot. Even with the windows cracked, if it's 75 degrees outside, within an hour it can get 120 in the car. If it's 85 degrees outside, within 30 minutes it can get to be 120 in the
car.
Yeah,
you think, well, I'm just going to go to the store and I'll take my dog along, leave him in the car, I'll run in and run out. You come back and you could find your dog totally overheated.
Right,
okay.
Yes.
We're just about out of time, CB, and so a couple of others.
Well, some breeds have very dense, long hair coats that aren't really good for our type of weather.
Yes.
And so those breeds should be clipped for the summertime.
Okay.
One last thing is that you ought to make sure that your dog's vaccinations and cat's vaccinations are up to date, because there's more intermingling with other dogs and cats during the summertime. And also make sure your dogs are on heartworm preventative and also control fleas and ticks.
So how do you feel about the medication that you put on the skin and then absorbed in?
It works pretty well.
And it's safe for the dog.
For the dogs, right.
Okay.
The ingredient that's in most of those is very toxic to cats, so you want to make
okay.
sure cats can't get to it at all.
Unless it's the cat one that you put on.
Right.
But not
right.
the dog one.
Right.
So if you want more information, they can call the University of Missouri mm-hmm. Veterinary Teaching Hospital at
882-7821.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. C.B. Chastain, for coming by. And congratulations on being a grandfather again.
Yeah,
all right?
Again,
tell
right.
your lovely wife, Joyce, we said, Grandma Joyce, we said congratulations, too.
Okay,
I'll do Dr. C.B. Chastain. Now, I've got two guests here who have a special event coming up next weekend. And you hear that music? Okay, that is music being performed by Sutu Forte, who is sitting right next to me, all dolled out,
wow, I'm
like
wild.
like a little kitty, and we got Jeannie Skolka. Welcome, Jean. Tell me about this event. It's called the Earth Show.
It's the Earth Show. The theme of the entire show is songs about the Earth.
Okay. The Earth Show. Well, what will be happening during the Earth Show?
Well, it's my annual student performance, so we just wanted to have a nice theme, and we wanted to also try to create awareness about the Earth and some problems that the Earth is facing and what people can do to help the Earth.
And you're doing that through music and dance.
And dance.
And how does this lovely lady, Chouchou Forte, fit into this?
She fits into it. She wrote the music for the ballet that we're putting up called It's Our Wild Nature.
So this is an original composition.
It's an original ballet.
And my co-composer is Bill Rowe. This mm-hmm. is music of Forte and Rowe. And it fits in really nicely to portray the movements and the message of the animals here in Missouri. The wild animals.
So it's an original composition dealing with the wild animals that we have here in Missouri.
Yes.
The music and the dance will spell this all out.
Mm-hmm.
And you did the...
I choreographed the dance.
Mm-hmm. So how many wild animals are being
well,
featured
we,
in?
Well, we have six...
Besides Chouchou.
Yeah. We have six animals. And then we also have fairies.
Uh-huh.
At the end of the ballet, because the fairies are reminding us that nature is magical. And
there are fairies.
Yeah. Should we okay.
There are fairies.
So we have turtles and deers and foxes and owls and blue herons.
Okay. Bats. All set to music.
All set
in movement
to music
with dancing.
And movement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Isutu, are you dancing in this too?
Well, funny you should ask. This will be my fifth year on the stage of the Missouri Theater as a dancer.
Jesse Hall. I thought this was Jesse Auditorium.
You're at Jesse Hall.
What did I just say?
You Missouri said the Missouri.
Theater. Oh,
okay.
Popo.
Excuse
okay.
It's going to be
Jesse.
At Jesse. It's going to be at Jesse next Saturday. What time?
7 p.m. curtain.
Okay, and everybody is invited.
Everyone is welcome.
Can you get tickets?
Tickets are $7 and available at the door.
Okay, and if you want more information, is there a website to go to?
You can go to the studio website. It's www.cda-catt.com.
Okay. Chouchou, we're just about out of time, but how long did it take you and how were you inspired to write this music?
Oh, this really is the inspiration. It comes from the 35-acre wild area downstream from where I live. And all of these creatures I have had a relationship with for many years.
Yeah.
And we have an organization called It's Our Wild Nature, but who came on board was Gene Skolka. And we, our first attempt at doing something was last year in my backyard, and it was wonderful.
It was.
With the children dancing. But
so you've gotten even bigger this year.
Yeah, we're kicking it up
and
a notch.
The whole show is about the wild and of the earth, the planet, how we need to appreciate it more, and things that you can do.
Okay. All right. So, and there'll be a lot of good information there. Thank you so much, both of you, for coming by.
Thank you so much.
And Dr. C.B. Chastain, actually, this segment kind of fit together. C.B. on one side, talking about how to take care of our animals, and the other two on the other side. Okay? So mark it on your calendar this next coming Saturday at Jesse Auditorium. At what time again?
7 p.m.
7 p.m. As we go out today, we've got some more of that animal music they'll be dancing to. Tomorrow we've got Capital City Players on and the St. Louis District Dairy Council. Want to remind you our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Lowell Thomas. Remember that famous newscaster from many years ago? That's not him, but he's got the same name. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Thank you for joining us. Bye-bye.